All right, well, we have got to jump into our next segment on our show, which is our album review. And today we are joined by Rosie. And Rosie, you have got to tell us all about the album you chose to review this week.
Oh, yeah. So today we're looking at Man's Best Friend by Sabrina Carpenter. Ooh. Literally just came out like last week.
I have not listened to it yet. And I know it has kind of a different sound than her last one. So you got to tell me how it kind of switched up.
Oh, yeah. So it's definitely more mature than like some of her other albums have been, but I think there's some of the songs do sound like a bit more new. There's a couple of like callbacks. I feel like Sugar Talkin' really reminds me of some of her older stuff. House Tour is pretty, it kind of reminds me of like 80s like pop songs actually.
Okay.
Like the instrumental for it.
Yeah.
And when I heard like Manchild, I obviously has like a little bit of twanginess to it. They made like a line dance for it. Would you say that's kind of how the whole album sounds, or is it kind of more poppy sound to it?
I feel like there's more of like a poppy, there's some more slower songs in this mm-hmm. one. I'm trying to like get the feel. Like,
yeah.
Some of it is like a little bit of R&B a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Like she mixes it up with pop. So it's like a little bit of a fusion.
And there's no features in this album, right? It's just Sabrina?
No, it's just all her.
Wow. Do you have, if like you had to pick three songs, what would you say your top three would be?
Okay. Definitely House Tour.
Yes. I've heard that one all over TikTok.
Nobody's Son. And Manchild.
Okay, well, we have got one of those songs right now. Let's get right into it. This is Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild, here on New Music Monday. Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild, that was a part of our album review for this week for the Man's Best Friend album. And Rosie, you were telling me you got to see Sabrina Carpenter at Lollapalooza, and I unfortunately missed her set. So you have got to tell us all about what you saw.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't know me, I've been a big Sabrina Carpenter fan since Thumbs and like Can't
yes.
Blame a Girl for Trying. Like I even sang that song in my middle school talent show. Yeah, it was amazing. I think like my whole thing was that, okay, my brain has been ruined by K-pop because they put on such good shows where I'm like, some of like the Western concerts, I'm just like, oh my God, they're just standing on stage in one place and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had so much going on in her concerts that I was just like, I was dancing around, like everyone around me was so nice.
Uh-huh.
She brought out Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think I freaked out so bad.
That oh, is wow. crazy. Mm-hmm. I knew she would bring somebody out and I just did not expect it to be them. I was like so upset when I saw that she brought them out and I was not there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw though, we were just talking about how people kind of have been flying around the crowd at concerts. I saw she like got up on a crane or something, right?
Okay, yes. I did not know this was happening before I picked our spots. So we were at, like, me and my friend were at, like, Barricade right behind, like, the VIP section.
Uh-huh.
That crane was right there, and the people next to us were like, oh, yeah, we went to a Sabrina concert, and she does this.
Wow.
And so when she got up on the crane, she was right above, like, me and my friend. And
oh
so
my
I'm
gosh.
Like, I've never seen her that close. I was, like, somehow so lucky to get those spots. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Lala's just, like, you randomly
yeah.
stand somewhere.
Yeah.
It's, like, first come, first serve.
And that's crazy, but since you've been a fan for such a while, like, did she play any of her older stuff when you saw her? Or was it, like, strictly her new music? Did you get to hear anything where you were, like...
I feel like the oldest stuff was from the Emails I Can't Send album.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Till, like, now. Like, the most new thing she played was Man Child, because she wasn't giving anyone teases of, like... the new album yet.
Mm.
But I was like, everyone around me was like, where's Thumbs? Like, where's all this old stuff?
I saw her when she was like 16 at a Jingle Ball, and I saw her sing all those old
she
songs.
She was supposed to come to ISU and then they just canceled it. I was so mad.
All right, well, if you want to check out Rosie's full album review, you can read it tomorrow on WZND.com.